Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Wouldn't it be great if you could conjure up a whole panel of top-rated sellers and benefit from their best advice? Well, here to provide exactly that is Robin Levin. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Bead Shine. That's Beads Shine, one word. And she's also the organizer of the New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group. Robin, what's your secret for keeping your defect rate down?
Well, one of my favorite things to do is to make sure I use my listing template to its fullest. I like to make sure I use my 80 characters in my titles. I like to fill in my item specifics because I know that helps drive traffic into my listing. I make sure if I'm selling a used item, I state that proper condition and fill in my item condition notes box. It helps me be mobile friendly and have added seller protection with that fantastic hassle-free returns that eBay offers to us to automate returns for myself and for my buyers. So I love all of those things. I back it up with great pictures, great descriptions, and then I try to back that all with customer service.
And how important do you think customer service is in your business on eBay?
I think it's the most important part of my business, other than selling quality items, that I stand behind.
Selling quality items is part of good customer service, probably.
It really is, but right. Sometimes it's fun to sell those things that you don't think are the top quality,
uh-huh.
And they end up being your top sales.
I know. It's incredible, isn't it? I'm learning
it
so
is.
Much.
It's hard to figure it out once in a while. You have to kind of play.
So, well, tell us about your inventory just for a minute. I want to know, because I was just looking at you. So you're 2,648, 100% positive feedback. You're top rated plus on this particular item I'm looking at. So how much time weekly do you spend product sourcing, for instance?
Well, I try not to let myself product source anymore, to be quite honestly.
What do you do?
Really?
I'm buried in fun things to list everywhere. I have so much fun. Every time I go out, I end up bringing at least something home. And it's just always fun. Everywhere I look, I see something I can sell on eBay. Right now, I'm buried under beautiful Mikasa plates and coffee mugs and fun doll reader magazines that I'm listing this week, with maybe a little luggage here and there.
So you product source willy-nilly?
I do. I don't even mean to.
Well, that's your style, though.
Yeah, that's nothing wrong with that.
You know, right now, I've got so much stuff because we had a delay for six weeks.
Fun.
I've got so much stuff waiting. We've cleared out our guest room now, and it's all in there with John's photography thing.
Right. I'm in my dining room right now, chock full of stuff. It was empty 24 hours ago.
Oh, God. So, Griff, it's your turn.
Yes, it's mine. So, do you keep an eye on your seller dashboard? And the reason I ask that is because one of our New Year's resolutions was not to obsess over the seller dashboard. How do you approach that?
Well, I try to look at it right before and right after my evaluation each month. That way I have a good idea of what I need to do to get on track and what I've gotten accomplished from my previous month's history. And I really try to, after keeping an eye on my dashboard, keep an eye on my Selling Manager Pro summary every couple of days or so. And it really keeps me in check with my account.
Do you have any help, or do you do it all alone?
I'm a one-man show, but I have an 11-year-old who really loves eBay, and he has a better eye than me when it comes to thrifting.
Really?
Yeah.
Like I've said this many times, we have to teach our children to become entrepreneurs, because nobody's going to retire from the companies anymore in 24 years with a gold watch.
Yeah.
And so entrepreneurialism is the way to go in the future.
Absolutely. I made a pact with my son for Christmas. He's getting a laptop this month, and he's opening his own eBay account under my name, of course.
Under her name.
11, but he's really smart. He's got it all down.
It's going to be on her name, though, Griff.
Yeah, so she's a smart woman. I'm not surprised she has a smart son.
So how do you keep your tracking uploaded within your stated handling time?
Well, I like to use eBay shipping labels because it's automatically done for me. I have the tracking. I have delivery confirmation. And I often, I often also have insurance included with priority mail and up. So I really... I like that. It's nice. It's simple. It's done for me.
So do you make sales 7 days a week, and do you work 7 days a week?
You know, I do, because one of the things I've come to realize is the faster I get it in the mail, the faster it gets to my customer. And even on weekends, the post office is picking up now, so I go 7 days a week to the post office, and I love doing it.
Yeah, that's a good It can be a little outing. I understand how that works.
Yeah, it's time for a latte. Let's go find some new stuff to play with.
Yes, with our latte in our tummy.
Hey, you know, sometimes I get sales like, well, if I'm home and it's 3 p.m, if you get a sale like that, do you try to ship it out that day even faster than your handling time?
As a matter of fact, I really get excited when I hear ka-ching. So it can be 10 minutes of 6, and I know I can get to the post office for the very last pickup, which is... It, one town away in Portsmouth, we have this one spot you can go at till 6 o'clock at night, and I'll go straight to the box if I can get there on time.
Do you have your stuff wrapped and everything in advance?
No, I don't, but I do keep it prepackaged, like in the boxes, so I know the exact weight. But I like to gift wrap each and every one of the items that I do sell, and I put a personal handwritten card in with my business card inside every item I ship out. So
you can do that pretty quickly because you have it all set up.
I have it organized enough. I know where my postcards are. I know where my green pen is for my smiley face. And I've got my tape in my box ready to go.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. If they do late in the afternoon, I want to try to get it that day instead of just by the next day.
It's a game for me. I really enjoy trying to get it.
Yeah, it's challenging. It is.
Yeah.
I'll do the same thing if I'm home, because if we're going out for dinner, I can just drop by the post office, which is open till 5:30.
How has eBay Mobile helped your business?
Well, one of the things it has done is it has really given me a real-time availability to deal with my customers, and I've really found a lot of appreciation. You know, when somebody asks a question or if they send a best offer, they don't like to wait to find out what the answer is, and I love my mobile device to be able to give instant answers. And I also love it for when I'm actually out thrifting, just to research, of course, and then on those wonderful times when I can just list while I'm still in the store, I take advantage of that as well.
Yeah, of course. That makes sense.
So we love mobile here, of course. Now you can print the labels out. That's a good thing.
And now it prints labels. Yeah. I haven't tried that feature yet, but how exciting is that?
Let us know.
I will. I definitely will.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd like to know that. I set up my Droid to be able to print in my house, my little phone.
Yeah.
And it's printing documents well, but it's not printing pictures. I'm trying to print some pictures, too.
Cool. I really haven't adventured into that. I'm going to try it this week.
Well, let us know.
I will.
How it works.
I will absolutely do that.
I should try that, too. So, you know, for those of you who are trying to emulate the great Robin Levin and achieve top-rated seller status, what's your best advice? I mean, what do you run into sellers, they say, how do you do it? What do you tell them?
Well, the first thing I have to say is I make sure I try to list at least one thing every day, because I feel like I've done my job, and that's the minimum I try to do. Not only do I have this, preconception, I don't know if it's any truth to it, but I believe that if I list at least something a day, I'll have at least one sale a day. Yeah. And I just try to diligently go forward. Always, if I do run out of sourcing, make sure that I'm looking for that next item to put up, so that way I know I have more income coming in.
Oh, okay.
Griff, have you ever taken a look at any of her listings?
I have, yes.
Yeah, you're good. She does everything we talk about here on the show.
Well, she's a smart woman.
Yeah, and the listing looks beautiful. But, you know, what I notice about the really good listings is they're simpler than others.
Yeah, they are.
They have less junk in them.
Less junk.
Yeah, I think it's important to just give the people what they need to read, especially we have so many mobile shoppers nowadays that they really don't want to read. So I try to make my pictures tell the story and then just keep the description short and sweet, let them know just what they need, and they can make a decision from there.
You don't add a lot of, like, text that says, this wonderful blah, blah, blah is amazing and beautiful. And
No. Yeah. She just has the specifics. I'm looking at a J.O.B. tobacco cigarette premium rolling machine.
Yes.
79mm cigarettes, 1991 Adam's Apple.
That's right.
And then underneath in description, she's just got lines that you need to know. I'm very impressed.
Well, thank you very much.
You're doing a good job, and thank you for coming on today and helping us. How long have you been on eBay?
I've been on eBay since 1999.
And Robin also, that's a long time, Robin also manages, as we said earlier, the New England eBay e-commerce and sellers group. Do you have a meeting coming up?
We do. We have a meeting coming up on January 14th. We actually have the top-rated sellers panel coming to speak for us, and it's going to be a really fun, exciting night.
So we started off with that. Tell us, what is the top-rated seller program?
Panel.
Well, it is a bunch of really fantastic sellers that have gone on eBay and achieved top-rated seller status through really fantastic customer service and selling quality items or items that people have looked for and have been really happy once they've received them, and they've done a good job.
Anybody we know?
We have Shelly Brown from, oh my goodness, trying to think of her name, Something Closet. Oh, please forgive me.
We have
Paula Fisher and Linda Devine and Sunita Ray, who also
we know some of those people, and we know that's Sunita.
Right. That's right, and she's got a great yarn and knitting store online. I love it.
Well, you've done very well. So we're talking now like 16 years.
Yeah, she's
on
an old timer.
Amazing. Thank you for being with us today again. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy New Year.
Thanks again, Robin. This segment was sponsored by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Give us a ring at 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool, tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says. Shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, They've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know the exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.